The House holds a hearing today on the problem of spyware. More computer users are finding that software they never requested has been installed on their machines and is being used to send them ads they don't want. Congress and state legislatures are rushing to take action, but NPR's Larry Abramson reports some technology companies fear these new laws could end up banning important innovations.
California legislator Tim Leslie is working on passage of one of the first anti-spyware laws. It tries to tackle the problem by banning classic spyware tactics that by now are familiar to many a hapless user.
He sees an internet advertisement, and the window asks him if he wants to download the program. And if the user clicks no, the program is downloaded anyway.
Leslie's law would require full disclosure of what these programs are and would give consumers the ability to remove them. His proposal is riding the crest of an anti-spyware tsunami. Utah lawmaker Stephen Urquhart was first in the water, and his proposal has already passed.
It requires that there be adequate disclosure. Before you're going to put something on a user's computer, they have to know what it is.
But Urquhart's law goes much further than that, and that's why it's being cited as an example of a spyware law gone wrong. His Spyware Control Act also takes aim at services that send pop-up ads offering better deals at competing websites. Urquhart's law was triggered by complaints from a contact lens store that didn't like having ads for a competitor show up when users visited the store's website.
Commerce values two or more competing lemonade stands, but it doesn't value stealing fruit off someone else's trees.
The pop-up ad company called WenU is trying to block the Utah law. WenU says it does not use spyware. Consumers choose to sign up. But the company says this shows the danger involved in throwing around terms like spyware when targeted advertising is used by lots of legitimate companies.
Put simply, I think spyware legislation is premature at this point.
Trevor Hughes with the Network Advertising Initiative says the Utah law is anti-advertising, not anti-spyware. He says that poorly written laws like this one could end up targeting legitimate software that is automatically installed, just as spyware is.
Things like automatic updates from your operating system provider, security patches from your antivirus provider. You could be talking about many, many different downloadable applications that are really helpful and useful that consumers do want.
Hughes says industry should be allowed to develop acceptable practices and to identify companies that don't conform. Businesses like America Online, Google, and Microsoft all distribute ads or offer automatic downloads, and they too have urged lawmakers to take it easy while they pursue technical safeguards that would prevent accidental downloads. And advertisers note that truly deceptive spyware is already illegal under a variety of anti-fraud statutes and could be prosecuted today. But Ken Kramer, a California attorney who has helped develop anti-spam legislation, says current laws just are not specific enough.
There are certainly entities that have been operating outside the law to date, but there are others who have taken a look to see what the current law prohibits and said, I can operate within those dictates while still obtaining information surreptitiously from consumers.
Kramer says questions about state laws show that the federal government needs to deal with these problems. And even then, it's not clear that regulators have the resources to track down spyware manufacturers, many of whom are nearly as elusive as spammers. As with last year's anti-spam bill, proposed anti-spyware legislation does not come with additional resources for enforcement. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.